Founded four centuries ago, Boston has simply never settled. Conversations here determine the future, so let's discover what's next. Join us as we seek out the real Boston, past and present, through stories and perspectives that capture a city always in motion. I'm Martha Sheridan, CEO of Meet Boston, and this is Boston Found. Welcome to Boston Found, the podcast of Meet Boston. Today, we're excited to talk about Global Meetings Industry Day, which celebrates the incredible industry that makes Massachusetts tick. And we're joined by three incredible guests today, professionals in our industry that you're going to learn a lot from as it relates to conferences, conventions, meetings, and destinations. So let's get started. So first of all, I'm going to give each of my guests an opportunity to introduce themselves. I know all of them well. We've had many, many conversations over the years, and gratefully, I've gotten to learn a lot from each of these ladies. But I am going to start with the woman that I have known the longest here, Patty Lloyd, the SVP from the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. And Patty, welcome today, and talk a little bit about yourself and your journey here.
Well, thank you, Martha, for having me, Martha and Meet Boston. It's a pleasure always seeing my mentor in this business. I started years ago when I graduated from UMass and I went to the Cape and I ran restaurants. I ended up at Ocean Edge and then I was recruited by the CEO of the Cape Cod Chamber. And there was absolutely no one in my division. There was no one that did meetings or groups or events. So I created a department, and 24 years later, here we are, and meetings and events and in a resort destination like Cape Cod is like nothing else I've ever experienced.
Well, you've certainly done an extraordinary job. You were, for many years, a one-woman sales force down there, and I know the results showed. Next, I'm going to turn to my friend Diane from the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, general manager of that incredible building. Diane, welcome, and tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are today.
Thank you, Martha, for having me. So excited to be here today. I'm going to date myself with this story, but I wanted to be Julie McCoy from The Love Boat.
I love it. Didn't we all?
If anybody remembered her. And I actually went to Catherine Gibbs right here on Newbury Street for travel and conference planning. And that's where I started. When I finished up at Catherine Gibbs, the only job I could get was in publishing, and that was not fantastic. So from there, went to school nights, and Martha, you'll remember this show, went to New England Cable Television Association and did their events down in Newport, Rhode Island for many years. And after that, I found my way to Boston because I heard the BCEC was being built. And I applied for a job as event coordinator, and that was 24 years ago.
That's amazing. Event coordinator to general manager.
Yes.
That's quite a journey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
They're lucky to have you. Finally, Laura Elkman is with us from the famous Davio's restaurant group, which is located, has several locations in Boston, but many across up and down the East Coast. And Laura, let's learn a little bit about your journey.
So I have been with Davio's now. I'm their event planner. I've been there for 9 years. Prior to that, I've kind of always been in the restaurant industry. I started as a barista at a coffee shop in Nantucket. I've been a food runner, a waiter, very short-lived time as a bartender. It's not something I'm good at all. And I learned the most at the front desk, at the hostess. You're answering the phones, you're meeting the people, you're seating them. You have to know the menu, you have to know directions, how to get there. They're such an important part of the restaurant, and that's kind of where I started and learned that I liked meeting people and I liked being part of a special occasion, their memories, and it turned into event planning. I was at a couple different restaurants, but 9 years now at Davio's, and I can't imagine going anywhere else.
The gold standard as far as we're concerned. So we are here to talk about Global Meetings Industry Day, which will take place for our listeners on April 11th. This is a day that we will celebrate and acknowledge and shout out the importance of meetings in our local communities, in our regions across the country and really across the globe. So what I'd love to hear from each of you is how meetings impact your particular role, your particular venue, et cetera. So Patty, let's start with you. What do meetings mean to Cape Cod? We all know of it as a great leisure destination, go for a week's vacation, spend a nice weekend there. But we know that the economy would not survive down there without the valuable meetings that you help bring. Talk a little bit about that.
Cape Cod loves meetings. We're known for leisure traveler. We're also known as the B traveler, too, business travelers that come with our meetings. But meetings for us are all across the globe, from 5-star to 4-star to 3-star to no star. We have a meeting for every type of person. We do a lot of association. We do a lot of SMERF. So we're made up across the gamut. Unlike everyone else, we don't have a convention center. Our largest space is 30,000 square feet. But we have properties in every town that are either on the water, they sustainable, they're doing their own farms, you can pick your own dinner. I mean, there's something to do for meetings, or you just meet and you have a view to dive for.
And I would imagine that during the quieter months, meetings help sustain those businesses, hotels, and jobs on the Cape.
It sure does. And what's happening now is a couple of our 5-stars are now staying open year-round. And that's a good sign for us. And we just did some Zartico intel at a meeting we had this week. We've realized that our off-season numbers were higher than some of our summer numbers. So our meetings are moving into where we want them to be, November, December, January, February, March.
Great. So, yeah. Such a great year-round destination.
It is a year-round destination, but it's also, I spend a lot of time like, well, I can get off the plane and go right to Boston. I'm like, we're not that much farther. You know, so it's really getting the message out that Cape Cod is not Boston. We are friends with Boston. We sell each other. We're helpful. We don't have the big no tall buildings, but we just create memories of meetings. And what we're finding, they're coming pre and post because there's a reason. They can bring their family or their spouse or a significant other and visit every one of the 15 towns, 75 miles long, in less than a day or two. So we're finding that pre and post to build our ADR. And what I am finding are meetings are booking. I'm getting more high-end meetings trying to come in July and August, which you know what that does to the rates. If they want to spend $1,500 a night for a meeting, woohoo.
That's great. Fantastic. Diane, obviously the convention centers in our great city of Boston have a profound impact on pretty much everything in the tourism ecosystem. So, you know, talk a little bit about your observations when you have a huge group in a citywide at either the Hines or the BCEC, what that looks like to businesses that surround those buildings.
Certainly the convention center's mission, as you said, is to bring economic impact to the city of Boston and the state of Massachusetts. But that direct spend too is going right to our local restaurants and company owners, our taxi drivers, and as well as the jobs. The jobs are the most exciting part because there are so many different places. If you're interested in working in hospitality, there are a ton of jobs out there. And I know when I started, that was something I didn't know. You could work at the convention center or the hotel or restaurants or for rigging companies, AV companies, third parties, even here with you at Meet Boston. So I think that's phenomenal, and certainly the convention business that comes here supports thousands and thousands of jobs.
Oh, yes, at a minimum. And I love when you have a citywide in-house, I love seeing your cab drivers lined up out in front of the building because it makes me realize that those drivers are getting extra money in their pockets for the week to help them pay their rent, buy that special gift for someone, and they might not have that extra revenue if it weren't for the meetings that take place in your building. So that's really fun. Well, restaurants clearly benefit from meeting and convention business on a couple of levels. First of all, the individual transient business that comes when people that are attending a convention go out to dinner. But beyond that, Davio's in particular, along with several other restaurant groups in Boston, do a lot of offsite meetings and offsite dinners. So let's talk a little bit, Laura, about what that looks like for you guys at any of your Davio's locations.
Definitely. Well, I mean, between the four of us, we feed off of you guys completely. I mean, all the chambers surrounding us, all the convention centers, you know, I get your monthly emails of who's coming in, 3,000 here, 5,000 there, and here's the hotel blocks, but then they need to eat. So they're coming to us, they're filling up the dining room, but then they're also doing, getting out of the offices and coming in for meetings and events. Just last year, 365 days, our location in the Seaport, we did 1,300 events just at that Davio's. Wow. 1,300 private dining events. Now that can be anything from 10 guests up to 550. Basically for us right now, like we're into 2025.
People, for booking.
You know, the as soon as convention schedules come out, as soon as sporting events come out, people travel to Boston to see our teams, then they need a place to eat or the family gathering. I mean, I love the corporate events. So doing all the corporate events, you know, they're here for work, but now they're getting good food. They're getting good service. And then they come back to Boston with their family and they're like, oh, I had that great meal at Davio's. So we start off as work for them and then hopefully turn into they'll celebrate their birthday, their anniversary, bring in their kids, extremely kid friendly. A lot of people don't know that. Great kids menu.
We love that trickle down effect. And not only that, what you stated about people coming to Boston for a meeting or an event, maybe not having been here before or to the Cape, having a great time and then coming back as a leisure visitor. So there's, again, that impact. You know, the one thing I would say about offsite dinners is we have a relatively small group in town this week, which is our National Association Destinations International. There'll be 300 of my counterparts here in Boston. And we have counted at least five, what we call in conjunction with events for that. One of them is at Davio's, but, you know, five venues will reap the benefit of having, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15 to 50 people at an offsite dinner, even though the meeting is being held at the Westin Copley. So for a small group like that, to have that many offsite meetings is incredible. Imagine when, you know, Diane has 20,000 people in her building, what that might look like for the city. So obviously huge impact for us. Our industry is exciting. It's fun. It's frantic. We all work very long hours and we have a great variety of customers that we deal with. So, you know, as we're talking about Global Meetings Industry Day and, you know, how this industry has become so important, it's sort of two sides of the coin. It's us selling our destinations, our facilities, our businesses to a meeting planner. And then, of course, it's our meeting planners that are kicking our tires, looking at us as a potential site. Meeting planners have interesting and unique requests sometimes. So let's have a little bit of fun. I'm going to start with you, Laura. Have you ever had any, you know, off the wall requests or, you know, anything related to things that might not show up in your contract or on your typical menu?
I feel like I've like heard it all and seen it all, that nothing surprises me anymore at all. We have themes. I had the sweetest lady that wanted to surprise her husband with a very intimate private room. But it was Marvel themed. So it was like just the two of them in a private room, which is very small for us, but absolutely we can do it. And assuming they were Marvel fans, it was very detailed and they were adorable. And I see why they are perfect. We have the, well, one of my favorite convention of the year, the seafood convention comes in. We work with certain companies that come in and we go through their, with their chef and our chef and allow them to cook with our chef some of the seafood. And I learned what fish are not allowed in the United States of America.
I asked our chef,
I was like, oh, they want to bring this in. I don't want to say it. I don't want to get in trouble. And he's like, that's illegal. And I was like, oh, okay. Sorry. Like, you know, we don't allow that in the United States. I mean, this standard AV screen projector, everybody wants audiovisual, uplighting, DJ, music, you know, sound ordinance is a big thing. So we got to stay in those roles.
Because you have outdoor space. So that's, yeah, that's a big
factor.
And
we're in the residential building. And then, of course, you know, we have the waterfront, the view. Everybody wants to be by the window and they want their whole party outside. Well, what if it's, you know, it says it's 80 and sunny, but wind is 25 miles an hour down there. Mm-hmm. You know, the lettuce is going to be in your face. I'm like, is the party canceled if it's inside, if it's raining, right, or do you need a space inside? And some are like, no, it'd be canceled. And some are like, no, we'd need a plan B. And I'm like, okay, so now you're double the space.
Yeah.
Because we have to hold it. And people don't really think like that. this is the season now, spring and summer, patio season.
But you make it work, I'm sure.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Diane, you have a big building that offers our clients and our customers a lot of things, right? You've got a lot of AV requirements, obviously food and beverage requirements and the like. Anything come up in your mind, you know, that was kind of an off the wall request that you hadn't necessarily seen before? Or,
well, still, even after all these years, weekly somebody will bring something to me and I'm like, wow, I've never heard that one before. And as recent as the boat show that came along this past January, we have a water skiing squirrel, Diane, and we're going to put him in a...
Well, that's a first. That is a first.
And we're going to put him in a pool, and he's going to water ski for the boat show. And didn't he show up? And he's a world-famous Hollywood squirrel.
Wow, I missed that one.
I'm surprised every day still at some of the requests that come up. Certainly, we're trying to stay competitive. We're putting in a podcast studio this year, as well as a grab-and-go market that will be available 24/7. So the folks that work overnight will be able to get food at all hours of the night. And food is an experience now. So certainly up in our game on the food and beverage and how you make the food a part of the event is something, you know, that we're seeing and trying to stay up on.
While you're speaking, I know, we all know, obviously, that during the pandemic, this new thing came about or became more prevalent called a hybrid meeting. And, you know, because they're typically more common within larger facilities like yours, what's the trend there? Is that still happening or are people really going back to full in-person only?
I would say at the convention center, we're seeing everybody go back to in-person only. And a lot of that has to do with scale, right? The people that come in on a large scale to do hybrid and a meeting in the convention center is like producing two events at the same time. I do see the folks that have dropped it might have kept a portion of it in just an online part of that meeting later on in the year, but certainly not as much hybrid in the convention center right now.
Well, I think we all learned the importance of face-to-face meetings when we couldn't have them. And now that they're back and they've really certainly come roaring back, we see the huge value in face-to-face meetings. So I'm glad to hear that face-to-face is here to stay. Patty, how about in your beautiful neck of the woods?
Well, we obviously want those face-to-face meetings. We're really back to the one-on-one. And the craziest thing, I mean, I have resorts of all stages. I mean, most of them are outside. We all have outdoor space. I had recently a meeting planner call and she needed to do two offsites and she booked at one of the 5 stars. And I said, I don't think you're going to want to go off. I said, I'm going to send you. And the hotel salesperson did a great job, sent the whole packet, you know, digitally. And I was sharing it with her and I saw it. I said, you have 3 different venues at that property. Your people won't even know that they're in another spot and they're going to have 3 totally different meals. And all they have to do is walk out towards the water. She was so happy. She saved about $20,000 in transportation. And then, of course, my offsite partners weren't as happy, but they realized, you know, you got to do your best as a CVB DMO to tell them the truth. And I knew this woman was on a tight budget, but not a really tight budget. So I was like, what does she want? And my latest request was, I need a trolley, just to trolley dogs around Hyannis.
Okay.
My kind of person.
Wow. You mean like one of the, like the big trolleys, like a bus trolley?
Like a trolley with the open windows.
Oh my gosh.
These American Cavalier dogs have to ride in it.
I hope you got a nice photo.
I'm getting a nice photo. But I mean, that's not quirky, but it's fun.
I think it's quirky.
You know, when you start calling these bus companies and you're like, I need a trolley for dogs only. They're like, what? We don't take dogs. I'm like, you will these ones.
Have a cleaning rider attached to it.
We're seeing everything, but we don't get a lot of quirky things. Our properties are used to it. Everybody wants to get married on the water, have a meeting on the water, inside space. You know, you have to charge them double. Once you tell them you have to charge them double, they figure it out. Mm-hmm. And plus, most of the resorts are on the water. They can go out all day long.
Well, I have to say, Patty, you just gave us a great example of how important, this is self-promotion, how important it is for a meeting planner to work with a CVB or a DMO.
There you go.
Because we can make the appropriate recommendations for your group and ensure that they have the right experience, but they're also as cost effective as possible. So go to your local DMO when you're booking your event. And by the way, we will refer you to all of these amazing businesses in our community, as we do very, very often. So I'm going to ask one last question on the business side, then I want to ask you a personal question. But talk to me a little bit about, and this will be a little bit more serious, what trends you're seeing right now as it relates to sustainability, AI perhaps, or just anything that is exciting you right now in the industry. Patty, why don't you start?
I think AI is pretty exciting to me. I don't understand all the facets of it, but I find it, we're doing a big blue economy, and they're doing a robotic session on one of the nights, and they're using a lot of AI and it's going to attract all ages because it's never been done. It's going to be done at the Gateway Airport in Barnstable. And I see trends. People are still want the personal relationship. Mm-hmm. They still want to feel you, touch you. They want to know you're a person. And that's opposite, of course, AI. So we're not going to be out of a job, the DMO, because they have to trust you. But I think that there's so many exciting trends coming, but it's still about destination first, and it's about personalization and delivering the goods.
That's exactly right.
That's what I think.
Diane, how about you? Sustainability a big factor in what you're doing now in the building?
Certainly at the convention center, I see clients coming in and wanting to understand what their event impact is. And so we've actually hired a person on staff to do customized data for events. And they can choose, you know, what data they want to track, what data that they want to capture when they come. So whether it's sustainability or it's traffic trends within the building for their event, we're customizing these reports for conventions that come into the city so they can make decisions, even down to, you know, food and beverage. For example, one of our clients, you know, we need healthy options. We want salads. And when we survey and track the data and track what folks are eating, it's actually the burger and fries.
They don't want the salad.
They do
I'm
not
away
want
for
the
week. I don't want the salad. That's amazing. Well, I'd love to actually, Laura, talk to you about trends in food.
What are you seeing now?
Is it, you know, small bites? Is it, you know, buffets? Is it sit down?
Or
is it
so a
little bit of
buffet.
Everything? I know. I'm so sorry.
He calls them station parties.
Station parties. You're right.
Oh, if he's in the office, oh, yes, it's a station party. The second that door is closed, okay, you would like a buffet? No. There's terminology that some people just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, part of my job is to guide them. So if they want to call it a buffet, great. You know, we have, like you said, you know, people want the burger, but we have Awaken 180, a whole separate menu. So we've got the Davio's lunch menu, dinner menu. Now we have Davio's Awaken 180 that our chefs created with them. That's health conscious. It's more portion control, but it's the same salmon, maybe zucchini noodles instead, less butter, a lot of dietary restrictions. Yeah, the light bites, mm-hmm. more sharing. A lot of people want family style. Past hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. I would say cocktail receptions are a big trend right now. Mm-hmm. Less formal sit down, more human interacting. If you're at a sit down dinner, you're only talking to the people next to you and across from you. If you have a cocktail hour, you're mingling with hopefully a lot more people. We get a lot of requests from both of you about interactive experiences. So they're coming in for that corporate dinner. But before that, at Davio's, we now have an option where you can do a gnocchi cooking class. And Steve comes in, Rodney, our regional executive chef, and you get a one-on-one party of, you know, 10. The largest one we've done is 70.
Oh, wow.
And you
fantastic.
Get a Davio's apron and chef's hat, and you make our gnocchi. You roll it, flour it, all of it. We do truffle making, cupcake, but the gnocchi cooking class has been a huge hit.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm going to wrap up today by asking you ladies. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this is a very high-paced industry. We work many, many hours. We meet many people. We get little rest. So with that in mind and understanding how much what we do impacts our communities, as we're focusing on Global Meetings Industry Day, talk a little bit about what you might tell your younger self before going into the industry that you've now called your home industry. I'll start with Diane.
This industry tends to be a lifestyle And so you need to be up for that lifestyle. But I would also say there's so many jobs that I didn't know about. So take your time. Do you want to be the client or do you want to have the client might be one thing I would tell myself.
That's fantastic. I love that advice. Patty?
If I was just beginning, remember what time off is.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this business, we get caught up and it's a roller coaster, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little treadmill.
It is. That's great. And Laura, finally?
Buckle up. It's every day is different. Every hour is different. You know, you think your day is going to go one way. It will shift the minute you walk through the door. But I wouldn't change anything. I mean, I look back coming up on 9 years just with Davio's on how much I personally have grown. And the person I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you hired me 9 years ago. Who I was then. I mean, I love it.
I think that's such a huge part of why we're celebrating Global Meetings Industry Day as well, is that we have an industry that creates long-lasting careers, not to mention great friendships. So I'm sure our listeners want to learn more about each of your respective businesses. Why don't you share for us where they can find more information about you? Laura?
Our website, www.davios.com, and our social handles, we are at Davio's Restaurant.
Wonderful. Patty?
If you want to find out more about Cape Cod, go to @visitcapecod.
And Diane?
To find out more about the Convention Center, please visit us at www.massconvention.com.
I want to thank you for joining us today, ladies. It's been an incredible conversation. We want to remind our listeners, Global Meetings Industry Day will take place on April 11th. And make sure you share some social media if you're in our industry and talk about how important and vital this industry is to our economy and to our community. So thank you for joining us today on Boston Found. Looking to find more Boston stories? Go to meetboston.com and don't forget to share and subscribe to the Boston Found podcast.
This podcast was produced by Mudhouse Media.